AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Nicholas Cruz apologized in court for the shooting at a high school in Florida in 2018.
In a Fort Lauderdale courtroom, Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to 17 charges of first-degree murder and 17 charges of attempted murder in the 2018 mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. It was the shooting that launched the March for Our Lives movement, pushing for stronger gun restrictions. Judge Elizabeth Scherer reminded Cruz that the death penalty is still an option.
Do you understand that that issue will be left to a jury to decide in a separate trial?
Several victims' parents in the courtroom shook their heads as Cruz apologized after his plea.
If I were to get a second chance, I would do everything in my power to try to help others.
Cruz killed 14 students and 3 staff members during a 7-minute rampage, shooting victims in the hallways and in classrooms with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. I'm Jennifer King.
Tony Montalto's daughter, Gina, was killed in 2018. His reaction to Cruz's apology.
He's doing it for our families. If you wanted to do something for our families, you shouldn't have killed our loved ones.
An attorney for his family says items believed to have belonged to Brian Laundry were found in a wilderness park in Florida as the search continues for clues in the death of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. She was reported missing last month by her parents while the couple was on a cross-country trip out west. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says they're ready to start giving kids coronavirus shots.
We have secured vaccine supply to vaccinate every child ages 5 through 11. And as soon as the vaccine is authorized by the FDA, we will begin shipping millions of doses nationwide.
Authorization could come within the next few weeks. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, 3 people were shot and killed in a home. Police believe the shooter is among the dead. In Atlanta, police say a man killed a woman and then died during a shootout with police at an apartment building. They believe she knew her killer since there were no signs of any forced entry. This is AP News. An AP investigation into police use of force against children found kids as young as 6 had been treated harshly by officers of the law. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
Royal Smart was 8 when police put him in handcuffs and searched his Chicago home. No one arrested.
I was shaking. I was nervous. And when they took the handcuffs off, I had a bruise that really hurt.
Just one of 3,000 cases of police use of force against children the AP analyzed and found troubling. Black children made up more than 50% of those who were handled forcibly. The data included dozens of cases of children ages 10 or younger. Attorney Al Hofeld represents Smart's family.
The 14 or 15 cases that we have currently is just, a point on the tip of the iceberg of a pattern of excessive force against kids.
I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.